السلام عليكم. Speaking with you is Dr. Muawiyah. I'm a specialist in urology and genitourinary disorders since April 2012. I live in Al-Yarmouk camp, once the largest commercial market in Syrian Arab Republic. It's in the capital Damascus and was built in 1951 as a camp for Palestinian refugees. 5 years ago, about 500,000 people lived in it. Now, there are only a few thousands, as most of its inhabitants moved to the neighboring areas or left the country. Al-Yarmouk camp is in total siege since the 15th of July 2013 till this minute. Our conditions obligated me to be a general practitioner, treating people with diseases other than urologic ones. What I'm trying to do with this presentation is to brief you with an overview of the situation here, concentrating on the medical side. I'm often asked, what exactly do you need? I once wrote, trying to answer this question as briefly as possible, we need everything to be anything. No one in here, including me of course, has the least right of a human being. Am I talking about the right of liberty, the freedom of speech, the freedom of belief? Maybe, but I'm talking basically about food, about survival, what is called hunger. We lived as starvation. 177 people died of starvation during the last 2 months of 2013 and the first 2 months of 2014. Most of them were elderly with chronic disorders like diabetes mellitus and hypertension, or infants, especially newborns, who had a birth weight of no more than 4 pounds, and whom malnutrition in their mothers prevented them getting enough quantities of natural milk, especially that there was, and still, a severe deficiency in powdered milk. Those are who died of hunger, but all the inhabitants in here lived the starvation with all its details. Their meals didn't exceed for weeks spicy water and plants that caused many cases of acute renal failure. To make things worse, water supplies had been cut off for 9 months now. People were obligated to use wells which were polluted with sewages. This is causing daily cases of intestinal infections with protozoa like Entamoeba histolytica and Giardia lamplia. Severe diarrhea is worsening the malnutrition already existed. In addition, oxalate, which this water is rich with, is causing urinary stones. These diseases and others are a real challenge due to severe deficiency in medications. Talking about diseases, people are suffering many chronic and infectious diseases. On the top of the list of chronic ones, we find diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Patients with almost no treatment for a long time developed the well-known complications of these disorders like ketoacidosis, diabetic feet, angina pectoris, cardiac infarctions, and cerebrovascular accidents. Starvation also caused episodes of severe hypoglycemia that led to many deaths. I still remember a man in his 50s, whom we lost because of hypoglycemia. If we had had a dextrose serum, we would have saved him. But this proved to be a third conditional F, as we had to watch him dying before our eyes. The unavailability of basic and many laboratory and radiology investigations hinders us from diagnosing many diseases which we stand disabled in front of them. Patients with cancers couldn't get their chemo and radiotherapies. Abu Raed was one of them. As if a 70 years old man who had a prostate carcinoma with pulmonary and vertebral metastasis, he suffered severe pains, dyspnea, deep vein thrombosis, and cachexia. After months of symptomatic treatment and psychological support, we were able to send him to Jordan, just to die there in a hospital in Amman after 5 days of admission. While chronic diseases were limited to some people, everyone here was prone to infections. I'm going to mention some numbers, but it's to be clear that these are only the cases which were diagnosed by me since May 2014. As I examined about 3,700 patients since then, I've diagnosed 78 documented cases of typhoid fever. The first of them was on the 12th of July 2014. 20 cases of brucellosis and 300 cases of infectious hepatitis A. Many of the victims were children. As it might be expected from unique and extreme conditions like this, mind will not be saved from disorders that invade the body. The most prevalent diseases in Al Yarmouk camp are psychologic ones. Neurosis is the star of the movie. Documented cases of major depressive disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, phobias, and panic attacks. But it, I mean neurosis, gives some scenes to psychosis. Amal is a 23 years young woman. Her name means hope, Esperanza, Nadejda, and it's Elpis, or the spirit of hope, that we find at the bottom of Pandora's jar, according to the Greek myth. She came with her mother to my office for the first time on the 4th of June, 2014. She spent most of the 20 minutes of the meeting then speaking with the sphygmomanometer that was on my desk. Nothing in her medical history, she, the lover of painting and English language, suggested that she would one day develop visual and auditory hallucinations, distorted perception of the reality, and acute mood fluctuations. I had to treat her with risperidone, a schizophrenia drug, for 6 months so that she can get herself back. She's much better now, albeit not completely normal. I'm sorry if I'm taking a long time, but I ask your permission to allow me to sum up what we need in the medical side. First of all, we need a qualified staff, as I'm almost the only physician here, and most workers are volunteers. They are youth of Al Yarmouk camp whose medicine isn't their original study. We need surgeons and physicians with all specialties. Second, medications from all sorts. Antibiotics, painkillers, cardiopulmonary drugs, steroidal and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, nutritional complements, in brief, all drugs. Vaccines. As the camp still sees new births, and there are hundreds of children in here, and although some organizations make vaccination campaigns from time to time, but this is hardly enough. Fourth, power supplies. Electricity has been cut off for 2 years now. We depend on generators run with poor and expensive fuel derived from plastic. We can't supply the place I work in with electricity more than 3 hours per day. We have to run devices and accomplish all our deeds during these hours. Everything to be anything, as I've said earlier. Hope the image is as clear as possible. I thank you very much for the time you gave me on behalf of me and all the people here. Thank you again.